Ladies and gentlemen, good day, and welcome to the Q1 FY 2021 earnings conference call of UFlex Limited. As a reminder, all participant lines will be in the listen-only mode, and there will be an opportunity for you to ask questions after the presentation concludes. Should you need assistance during the conference call, please signal an operator by pressing star then zero on your touch-tone phone. Please note that this conference is being recorded. I now hand the conference over to Ms. Shalini Gupta from Quantum Securities. Thank you, and over to you, ma'am.
Thank you, Lizanne. On behalf of Quantum Securities, we welcome you all to the quarter one FY 2021 result conference call of UFlex Limited. We thank the management for giving us the opportunity to host this call. The management is represented by Mr. Rajesh Bhatia, Group CFO, and Mr. Yusuf Nasrullah, Investor Relations. I now hand over the call to Mr. Yusuf Nasrullah. Over to you, Yusuf.
Thank you, Ms. Shalini. Good evening, everyone, and welcome to the first quarter FY 2021 earnings call of UFlex Limited. On the call today, as Ms. Shalini said, we have our Group CFO, Mr. Rajesh Bhatia. Our discussions may include predictions, estimates, or other information that might be considered forward-looking. While these forward-looking statements represent our current judgment on what the future holds, they are subject to risks and uncertainties that could cause actual results to differ materially. You are cautioned not to place undue reliance on these forward-looking statements, which reflects our opinion only as on the date of this presentation. Please keep in mind that we are not obligating ourselves to revise the publicly released result of any revision to these forward-looking statements in light of the new information or future events. I would also like to emphasize that while this call is open to all invitees, it may not be broadcasted or reproduced in any form or manner. I would now like to invite Mr. Bhatia to share some perspective with you with regards to the company's operations and results for the quarter under review, after which we will open the call to questions from analysts. Over to you, sir.
So thank you for all who are all there on the call. I think I'll just keep it short and crisp. I don't have to say much. The performance speaks by itself. We have had a good quarter, largely because of demand and created by the pandemic, especially for the food and pharma, and then the new categories emerging, which is personal hygiene. So overall, all these factors led to an increased requirement for all these products, and consequently, there's a requirement to pack them also proportionately goes up. We're constrained by the capacities that we had at this point in time, and there was very little that we could have done more in terms of utilization of the existing capacity. Fortunately, during this period, we had our Russia and the Poland lines coming, the construction getting completed, and trial runs commenced, so we could use that output out of the trial runs also to meet the higher customer demand, which overall we have a production volume up of 7% on a year-on-year basis and 13.4% on a quarter-to-quarter basis. The packaging sales is up 10% year-on-year and 9% QoQ. The liquid packaging YoY sales are up 80%. That's the only business segment which could have done better, but because that COVID impacted that particular sector the most, as you know, because of the lockdown, the demand for the ready-to-go or on-the-go kind of juices or other products which are packed in this got a bit affected. So otherwise, you know, in that business segment also, we would have done much better than what we actually achieved in the current quarter. I think largely on the packaging film side, there has been a situation where the demand was so robust during the quarter, and you know, all our facilities across the globe have been working at their full capacity levels to ensure that, you know, how do we keep pace with the customer demand. And frankly, if we would have had more capacity, you know, things would have been still better. You could have sold more also, but largely, you know, while the margins have been, you've seen that that the EBITDA margins for this quarter are up about 52% on a year-on-year basis and about same number on a quarter-to-quarter basis. And the EBITDA margin per se is highest at 21%. It was about 15% in the previous two periods. The PAT number is up about 116% year-on-year and 95% Q&Q. So almost doubling the PAT number also. Our overseas business, you know, there was only one business where we had some capacity which we had to catch up, which was Mexico. That business has, you know, during this quarter, they have reported 28% higher production for this particular quarter. Yes, because we had some underutilization of capacity in that territory in the 10 days, and that came handy, plus the new capacities which got installed but not commissioned also gave us the additional volumes. Another notable aspect is that the value addition in the packaging business, because you know, the demand is for the personal hygiene products which are packed into a spout pouches, which give you far more better margins as compared to your roll form packaging. So that has also helped improve the margins. So the volumes, as I said, have only improved by about 10% odd or so in the packaging. And 7% overall production volume on a year-on-year basis. But EBITDA margin, EBITDA increase is about more than 50%, which is primarily as the you know, as the demand is there, the value-added products are being pushed. And the raw material prices also helped us, because you know, we also saw that the PPA and MEG prices crashing during this period. The PPA and MEG prices from March onwards have fallen drastically. But on the other hand, since there is a lot of demand for the packaging, which continues also in the current quarter as well, you know, so that price reduction in the raw material has also helped the overall margins. That is sum and substance of the story. So as I said, in the current quarter, we will have our Poland and Russia commission. We will also have in the next quarter probably, you know, the other two facilities in Hungary and Nigeria also getting commissioned, which will set the ball rolling for higher volumes in the rest of the period and subsequent year. You know, we can look forward to at least 50% growth over the volumes in the film business, what we achieved in FY20. So that's basically, you know, in sweet and short the story of this quarter. I think the highlights for the story for this quarter was, as we said, that, you know, this is the toughest period when the, you know, the leadership is put to all kind of tests. And, you know, each Flexium at every level has been present, you know, has been contributing. They've been coming to office. We've been organizing our workforce to come, work them in the safety, you know, increase the safety standards for them so that, you know, they are not affected by this COVID. So we've done all that we could to ensure only one thing, that our responsibility was to maintain the lifeline of food and packaging, food packaging. Without that, you know, we all know as to we it's not possible for us to you know, really get the food for the consumption at our home, particularly during this period. And this crisis has been a kind of a showcase for the steely resolve and the organization has in terms of ensuring that what normally people cannot even think of doing in the normal times, we achieve those things in such difficult times by ensuring that either we are commissioning these plants, completing construction of these plants, people staying in the plants day in and day night, people flying to commission these plants with special permissions, and so all sorts of things. You know, we had a sort of a mayhem actually, where nobody knew as to what the things were changing. Every moment there were new geos, there were new guidelines being issued state by state, country by country, and, you know, to continue movement of our material, you know, people, and, you know, ensure that, you know, we are able to keep on operating our plants with all necessary resources, as well as maintaining the supply chain intact. I think it was really, you know, in the hindsight, when I see humongous effort, and that's what separates a strong management from the rest of the plan. And that's what, you know, we are proud of at UFLEX, led by our chairman, who has been in office on each single day in the last, from 21st of March, and leading by himself, going to each of the, he couldn't physically move out because there were constraints, but, you know, going to the plant so that, you know, the going to the shop floor, meeting people. You know, there was so much of fear amongst the people that, you know, for this pandemic, that they didn't want to come to work. So he led by personal example and showcased to the people that, you know, if the chairman can, you know, sort of come and work with you, that really changed the whole mood, you know, the way the organization was working. And otherwise, you know, the whole media and other things have created so much of a havoc around this that, you know, things could not have been moved. But we're happy to say that, you know, despite everything, we have achieved higher volumes, we have achieved better efficiency. There have been some costs also which may have come down because the travel was not the participation in exhibitions and all that. So some of those administrative costs got saved, which are generally not much, but still the show went on, and it's been a really a stellar performance. So that's it from me, my side. Open to any questions, and all of you are now have been on these calls for quite long, and you would know that a lot of information about this, but still happy to answer everything.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, we will now begin with the question and answer session. Anyone wishing to ask a question, may please press star in one on your touchtone telephone. If you wish to remove yourself from the question queue, you may press star and two. Participants are requested to use handsets while asking a question. Ladies and gentlemen, we will wait for a moment while the question queue assembles. The first question is from the line of Jiten Parmar from Aurum Capital. Please go ahead.
Bhatiaji and whole UPLEX team, congratulations on excellent set of numbers, especially during this tough time. And it was really inspiring to see the see that the top level of the company working hard and making all this happen. So congratulations to you. My first question is basically, if you can, if it is possible to share the contribution of food and pharma to the total sales.
So most of our packaging business, you can say, it's above 95% for the food and a little bit above the pharma. We're not very big on the pharma, so predominantly it's the food for us.
Okay, great. My second question is on Asepto. I saw the interview today. So you have given a guidance of 3 billion packs for the current year.
Not in the current year. I also saw that they somehow got it wrong. I said okay. If the situation is normal, then we, against a capacity of about 3.5 billion packs, we can easily do about 3 billion packs from our existing plant. And that's what we were, you know, sort of looking to do in this year before this got stuck.
Okay. So, as of now, any guidance as to how much realistically we can do this year?
I think as of now, it is difficult to give guidance. But, you know, a normal trend which I did share on that interview also is that Q1 YOY liquid packaging sales are volumes are up 80% on a Q&Q basis. So that is the only guidance, you know, sort of I can give. The three segments into which it goes, the liquor segment was and the juice segment was quite deeply affected because, you know, the liquor, there was a total ban during this all this lockdown. And, you know, also appreciate that this is a product which is only to India. You know, this is what we sell largely in India only. And India, as a country, we had the most rigorous lockdown. If you see overseas business, you know, it's not affected at all by this pandemic. There was not even any single day or hour kind of effect. Due to any pandemic-induced lockdowns. So, but this was a local business, so that is why it got affected. But we're not too worried about this now because, you know, we have our back covered. Unless the market supports us, the conditions support us, we are fully sold out on this as well.
Okay. So, any thought on, like, expansion? On this, by when will we have a picture clear that we will do from 3.5?
I think in the next financial year, FY22, there will be surely an expansion on this.
Okay.
Because expansion also takes time. No, expansion is not immediate. It takes about a year. Though we have to order only one line, which costs about 50 to 60 crores printing line, and rest of the infrastructure is already there. So the additional capex to double the capacity is only about 50 to 60 crores of rupees.
Right.
But we will surely be, you know, sort of looking at that. And that will for sure happen in the next year, next week.
Okay, great. Next question is on the debt. I saw you mentioning that the peak debt will be 3,000 crore by the end of this year, probably. So what is the plans on deleveraging? I mean, any plans for FY22 as to how much you will be able to bring it down, or any fresh capex is planned, or what would be a comfortable figure?
So I think what is important is the EBITDA to debt to EBITDA ratio.
Right.
So I don't think so that, you know, we are today the cash flows are committed towards completing the existing expansion projects. In our overseas business, there was a situation till we, as on 31st March 2019, I can tell you where we had a total outstanding debt of $30 million, you know, in our overseas business.
Mm-hmm.
And we had EBITDA of about $85 million, annual EBITDA generation of about $85 million in our overseas business. Now, which is 4 months of that. And we had not, you know, sort of expanded. We were actually a bit late in terms of announcing our expansion plan, because if your debt is only 4 months of your EBITDA earnings, you know, that is being very, very conservative number. But overall, as we go forward, our target is that, you know, while the everything gets commissioned in FY21, FY22, we will get our long-term debt to EBITDA down to about 1.5x or so, which is a very reasonable number to be in. And the long term debt at about 3,000 crore is peaking out in FY21. FY22, whatever is the normal repayment schedule and all that, I think I'm told it's about 400 crores on an overall basis. On a consolidated basis, not much. So that will be repaid, and we'll be down. The working capital part is always going to be there in the business, and depends on, you know, what is the level of your activities and operations and all that. So that's not something which is much of a bother.
Okay. May I be allowed just one more question? The tax percentage. What is the current tax percentage, and are we in the old system or in the new system?
So in India, we are in the old system because our Jammu unit still has some tax incentives there.
Okay.
But so, for expansion projects in Poland, we have the tax holiday. For Hungary, we have a tax holiday. Nigeria, there is no special incentive, but you know, the additional few years depreciation coming will get handy. So I think, but overall, our tax average rate in FY21 is expected to be lower than in FY20, because we'll be able to take advantage of the capitalization of, you know, these projects.
Okay. Okay, great. And final question is the spread. I understand the spread on BOPET was 70 rupees for Q1.
Mm. Mm.
I think Q2 also looks good. I don't know. I will not be able to comment too much on it, but since it is ongoing. But do you think this 70 rupees spread is sustainable, or we see moderation in that over the year?
Hoga moderation, you know, we expect that the moderation will happen and should happen, because, you know, these levels in the normal times are clearly not, you know, sort of sustainable. We are not in any kind of an industry which is, you know, where if there is such a high margin, the new capacities will not come. They will come, and then the margins will get
skewed.
But what we feel is in the next 18 months or so, you know, still the margins can be pretty good. May not be 70 rupees, maybe a little less than that, but overall situations you know, things will be are going to remain only on a better side only, because any capacities which anybody will plan today also, you know, will take about a couple of years time. And you know, it is typical to every commodity business in India. You know, there are higher margins, people flock to invest in those businesses, and then the capacities bunch up, and then that's the time, you know, the things start to look bad, the margins go down, and then again there is a consolidation. So any commodity business is the cycle. We saw in the films business in 2010-11 when the prices were so high, and then there's a lot of capacity came, and you know, only after 2016 the film industry started coming out of it, and this pandemic helped a bit in terms of an extra demand, but otherwise things were Hello. Yes.
Mr. Rajesh Bhatia, are you able to hear us?
Yeah.
Mr. Parmar, are you done with your question?
Yeah, I'm done. Thank you.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, in order to ensure that the management is able to address questions from all participants in this conference, we request you to limit your questions to two per participant only. If time permits, you can come back in the question queue for a follow-up question. The next question is from the line of Chirag Singhal from First Water. Please go ahead.
Thank you for the opportunity, sir. First of all, congratulations on a great set of numbers. So my first question is on the expansions. So you have been regularly guiding us on the tentative, you know, timeline for Nigeria, Hungary, and the other two. So, first in the Nigeria and Hungary, what can we expect as a startup month for commercial production?
I think somewhere in, we're targeting in October somewhere, but I think that is when the plants get completed, the construction gets over, and the trial run commence. We can expect one quarter throughput in the current financial year from the facility.
Sorry, sir, I didn't get you. Quarter? Which quarter?
The fourth quarter. So the commission, the construction completion, everything will happen by October or so.
Okay.
That is in Q3.
So commercial, you are saying in January quarter, in the March quarter next year.
Yeah, being an extra conservative, you know, we can plan that, you know, the commercial production commences in the Q4.
Okay. And have we started the commercial production at Russia and Poland?
No, not yet.
Okay. So is it possible to share the volume figures, that what was the volume contribution from these two plants in Q1?
Q1, these two additional lines contributed about 9,000 tons only.
9,000 tons?
Yeah.
Okay.
Volume.
Hello?
Yes, about 9,000 tons.
Okay. All right. So when can we expect the commercial operation to start at those two facilities, Poland and Russia?
I think it will happen in this quarter, for sure.
Okay. So last con call, I think you guided for 3,000 tons per month. But
now it is not making it. Now it is not making a difference. You know, the plant, then the only difference is, like, you know, people can't travel to Russia. So the plant needs certain adjustments, probably certain more technical assistance and all that. So people are not able to still travel despite everything we've tried. So whatever we could do, we could take them on video conferences, and our own team, you know, commissioned that, somehow completed that plant and started, manufacturing. But there are some technical aspects which still need to be completed. And those can happen only once, you know, the technicians from the OEMs can go and complete it. In the Poland plant, There has been no problem for the movement of the people and all that. So that is happening. But Russia is because it is still travel is not allowed. So that's the constraint we are facing, and that's why the plant, whatever is producing, is operating at a slightly lower level than what we normally expected it to be.
Okay. So is it possible to share what kind of incremental volumes we can expect from Poland and Russia in the next 9 months?
So I can guide you to the total volumes in FY22. FY22, we should see over the FY20 numbers, we should see about a 50% increase in the volume.
Okay, all right. So that is for FY22.
Yeah. FY21, because it is partial, it is not making much of an impact. No?
Okay. Understood, sir. Yeah. My second question is on the flexible packaging. So are you seeing any kind of pricing improvement because of increasing demand due to COVID?
The only improvement is because of change in product. Like, you know, if we produce more of pouches, yes, the value addition is higher. So the export market, the domestic markets, because this personal hygiene, sanitizers and hand washes are the new emerged categories which emerged. So there's a lot of demand coming from these sectors which gives you a higher margin over other conventional roll form products. Yes, initially there was some bit of a pent up demand which would have given you higher numbers, but generally packaging, you know, in this business, you know, you have a very few spot customers. The customers are more or less linked to the price of the films and agreed value added percentage on. So the only way to improve that is to do more of a value added product and also increase the throughput, and that's where you save your, sort of cost.
Right. Okay. So what would be the current capacity utilization of flexible packaging division?
What is the?
Current capacity utilization of flexible packaging division.
It's about 80%, I think.
80% of the nameplate, which is 1,37,000 tons, or the effective?
Or effectively?
No, as in, I think we can achieve maximum 115,000 or 120,000 tons, right? In the flexible packaging?
See, I think that is also there with too many conditions as to what are you making. If you're making more of a pouches, so obviously, you know, your production will go down. So that depends on a mix of what actually you are producing. So at the current level, but you know, you can't keep on adjusting that. So we say that, you know, if we are today about 80% capacity utilization, even on an overall basis. Now, actually, that might be more, because if you are producing more pouches, it takes more time to first make a roll and then make a pouch out of a roll, and that's what you sell. So overall tonnage may still be a bit low, but your value addition is higher.
Okay, all right. My third question, sir, is in the hologram division. So last year we expanded some capacity in hologram. So if you can share what is the potential revenue we can generate from that expanded facility. Second, what is the total revenue we generated from the hologram as a whole in FY20 and capacity utilization in the expanded and the overall hologram business?
I think we're not sharing the separate holography numbers. They come as part of our packaging only. But I can only give you a bit of a guidance, because, you know, holography, there is a lot of liquor industry also uses a lot of holographic. So to that extent, there has been bit of a, that has also been a bit of a dampener because of, you know, the liquor ban during the lockdowns and all that. And even subsequently also, that is one product where the, you know, the sales, the liquor sales haven't picked up those much because, you know, the your entire hospitality industry is closed. And generally, people don't consume so much at home and they consume all these things at restaurant, bars, hotels, and pubs, nightclubs. So I think that sales will continue to be affected till the things are. So one, those could be a bit down, but, you know, that is made up by the higher volumes on the other side. So overall, you are 10% up. That's what the matter is in the packaging area.
Okay. Okay. So, sir, we, if you see your standalone revenues, then the revenues are flat on a sequential basis. It's like 20, 30 crore increase, but largely flat. And YOY basis, it has reduced. So when we are saying that the business volumes have increased, the sales volume have increased in hologram as well as the flexible packaging other than hologram, we are seeing an increase in volume on sequential and YOY basis. So why has the top line not increased?
See, the top line not only comprise of only these two things, the top line also comprise of, you know, there's a film that we sell also. And then, you know, even all these products also, you know, from a last year level to this quarter one level is about 14% BOPET prices are down. So the BOPET prices, Q1 of last year and this year, they are down by about 14% when you compare the actual prices per se. They are because of a various lot. While the margins have improved, but the raw material prices have led to decline in the overall prices. So when the prices have declined, so your turnover will also be lower.
Right.
While there is a volume growth, but the 14% drop in the prices also affects your revenue, no?
Right, right. Okay, so are we planning for an expansion in the flexible package? Yeah, I'll get back to you, sir. I'll get back to
you. We not.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Vaibhav Barjatya from H&I Investments. Please go ahead.
Thank you for providing the positive congratulations for a good set of numbers.
Sorry to interrupt, Mr. Bajaria. So can you speak a bit louder? We are not able to hear you.
Okay. Can you hear me now?
Much better. Yeah. Thank you.
Yeah. So on the expansion, basically in Poland and Russia and Hungary, Nigeria, is it all BOPET capacity or BOPP? Can you just provide the highlights of the thing?
So all other places is BOPET except Hungary, which is a specialized BOPP thing.
Okay, got it. And you know, we have seen significant improvement in value addition, and BOPET listed, as one of the earlier callers said, has improved to 70. So can you provide a similar number for BOPP as well as to what was it last quarter and what was this quarter and similar number for the last year, same quarter?
So much information. See, actually, we are not a very large BOPP player. So, you know, that is where, you know, it is not so relevant for us to, while we are the third largest player globally in the BOPET industry, but we not so in the
So would you say the improvement, both BOPET and BOPP has a similar kind of improvement, or it is more in
it is simpler kind of an improvement, but BOPET raw material prices, BOPP raw material prices are not reduced by that much. and the selling price in the BOPP in Q1 versus Q1 of last year is a bit higher by about 2.5 to 3%.
Got it. Got it. Yeah, okay, I think that's it for my side. Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Sagar Shah from SK Analytics. Please go ahead.
Good evening, sir. First of all, congratulations for an excellent set of numbers in this quarter. My first question actually was regarding our volume. If you see, our volume has increased by 9%, but our top line hasn't increased actually. And as you said, this is because of we have passed through our lower cost to maybe to our customers, to our clients actually. So my question is that in going ahead, obviously our lower BOPET prices would be a function of maybe a lower crude prices. So going ahead, do you think maybe around the year our spread actually would decrease considerably because if we see a demand uptake in crude especially going ahead?
No, see, crude prices have recovered and they are about $43-44. There is not so much of crude factors as such, which is now playing down on the raw material prices. It's more of a demand and supply of PTA and MEG, which comes from PX family. So PTA and MEG have many applications. The packaging industry is a very small fraction of PTA and MEG consumption, not maybe about 4-5% or so. A very large portion of the PTA and MEG actually goes out to make the polyester yarn and other polyester things and all that. Mm-hmm. So there the consumption is severely affected. So whatever is linked to the polymer prices, the crude prices, it's okay. But just because a particular segment demand supply is affected, so that is where the PTA and MEG prices are very low, which is the basic raw material for the BOPET film. So there the price reductions have been, depending on the country to country, about 25-30% in the quarter versus last quarter. So I think as the demand for the polyester yarn and everything and the PET bottles comes back and all, so there will be increase in the, see, these are extraordinary circumstances. They will not remain forever.
Yeah, exactly.
So they'll be once the situation is more under control, there'll be more requirement of PTA going into polyester yarn and all that, and things will get normalized. So then we will talk of normalized margin, but with a higher capacity levels available to us, which will ensure that our profitability is always maintained.
Okay, but my point was actually that our realization for our core product, I think they haven't increased, right? Even though the demand is good, I think demand supply situation would be favorable for our thin PET film or any others, I think. So this is the increase in margins is predominantly due to lower raw material prices, actually.
No. See, if the demand for the product is not there and the raw material prices fall, your finished good prices will always fall, will also fall. Okay?
Okay.
Okay, and that's been the trend in the past also. But this time, the demand for the packaging films and packaging was very high. The raw material prices fell, but the finished good prices didn't fall as much.
Okay. Got it. Sir, my second question was, what is our contribution of our thin PET volume to our total volume, sir? Thin PET film, how much is that contribution to our total production? The thin pack commodity film, actually.
We make only thin films. We don't make thick films.
Okay.
We only make thick films, thin films.
Okay. Then what is our contribution to the total production, total sales volume?
Of what?
Of a thin pet film, thick pet film?
We will not share those numbers.
Okay. Sure. And going ahead, any plans for our debt reduction in the next 1 year?
Or I had already explained that before that.
Okay. Sure, sir. Yeah. Thank you so much. That's it.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Vikram Damani, a private investor. Please go ahead.
Hi. My question is with regards to your dividend policy. Given that the outlook is good and you've had a really good quarter, can we expect any change or increase in the dividend paid by the company?
I think we thought about this at a management level and all that. So we said that, you know, more appropriate will be, you know, this has been a really short-term phenomenon. So let's look to the thing for more period and then decide as to how the dividend payout will be for the fiscal FY21 per se. That's been the decision.
Okay, that's my answer. Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Raj Mathur, an individual investor. Please go ahead.
Yeah, my question was, you know, the growth, etc. has been good, but your return metrics, ROE, ROC, are still in, you know, low single digits to maybe in some of the years, closing the range of 9 to 11%. So what can the company do to really increase this beyond a particular threshold, you know, because I mean, if I just see the last few years, you know, I'm sure you're not concerned with the stock price, but the stock has been fairly range bound, you know, other than some, you know, one-off events. And one of the reasons primarily could be that the return metrics are quite low compared to what, you know, your company of your size and stature can really earn. So any thoughts on how will these metrics go above, say, 15-16% on a sustainable basis?
See, I'll tell you, I think the packaging industry for the last couple of years in India has been subjected to a lot of competition. Okay, so what happened that, you know, given that it's a low entry barrier, people thought that this is a quick fix way of making money. So there was lot many people who set up their own, you know, sort of packaging plants. Now, over the years, what has happened is a lot of capacity has got created, but eventually when they realized that the it's not only about selling a product, it's also about selling a culture and the confidence to a customer, because most of our customer category that we deal in, you know, they, yes, they are interested in lower prices, but they also look at your quality, your management, your systems, processes, everything. So they come and check everything, all other aspects also. Now, this actually means that, you know, if you are a new investor and you set up a plant and you go to Nestle that, you know, I want to supply you and I'll give you a 10% lower price, Nestle will not buy from you. Nestle will have a proven thing going on for a couple of years. And while capacity got created, so people started undercutting, you know, whatever price you sell, you just sell. But, you know, we've seen that there is a consolidation happening in the industry. We've seen that, you know, all the large multinational packaging companies are now there in India, except Mondi. And there is a consolidation happening. So once that consolidation is through and then all these players are also able to, you know, wipe out the other smaller players, I think once the consolidation happens, I see Huhtamaki margin in the packaging business. You see their results, their EBITDA margins are between 8 to 10%. While across the world, the large companies are working at about not less than 15-16% of an EBITDA margin. And then their interest costs are still lesser in those territories, which means that effectively the EBITDA margins are much more because they are based on a lower interest cost. So I think that once that consolidation happens, the packaging margins will improve again in line with the international standards, and then the ROCs and the other return ratios, you will find those in a perfect of health. But yes, it might take still more couple of years before this things come up. Packaging business, the film business is a pretty straightforward business. So there, the returns and the plant investments, everything else is more or less known to everybody. So there is not much of an, improvement there, given that it's more of a commoditized business. Another thing which we are planning and which we think that will set us apart from others, as of now, because of the pandemic, there is no focus on sustainability, biodegradable, and the recycling options. But we have made substantial showcases in those categories. And I think once this pandemic shout is over, the focus will shift back to more of, the recycling and biodegradability of the films. And once those things are triggered on, then, you're definitely your power, because not many people in the world have that capability of, recycling as well as resetup. So today in our Noida facility at a small pilot plant, we are buying old PET bottles used by all of you for any product categories that we do. We bring them, we wash them, we clean them. And then we make a resin again out of it. So instead of buying a virgin resin made out of a freshly made PP and LED, today we are using those PET bottles to make a BOPET film. So these things are being replicated at some of the other plants also. We don't talk about these capex because they are not very high capex. They are relatively very, very small capex. But this recycling, even we are recycling in our Noida facility as a showcase. If your lace chips or you buy any oil, dhara oil, or you buy anything, all those plastics that we use, we collect them, wash them, and then, we recycle that to small granules which are used to make any products which can be made for the chairs, which can be used on the flower pots, which can be used in the road dividers, 50,000 other products. So once the focus comes back from pandemic to all these things, there are very few companies in the world who have the line of sight in terms of what they need to do to differentiate between the men and the boys. And I think that will clearly stand to lay out in the next couple of years, that who has the capacity to showcase recycling and offer biodegradable and recyclable things. I think that's going to change the storyline around the packaging and the film business in an absolutely different way. We all know that there are certain product categories which some of the companies like Toray and others have. And, those specialized lines where they have their patents and all that, they come out a much more premium as compared to a normal BOPP and BOPET film, which all of us make, whether any player, whether we each in the letter S or Mitsubishi, anybody makes. But you know, these are the specialized kind of a products and environment friendly, which is going to be changing the game for the UFLEX in the next couple of years as we come back to a normal level. So those will change. These two things, once the, in India, a bit of a more consolidation happening in the packaging industry, and then the focus coming back on biodegradability and recyclability, will change the whole complexion of the way the packaging returns are currently there.
Sure. Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Harish Kumar Gupta, an individual investor. Please go ahead.
Hello.
Yes.
Yes. Sir, can you is there any difference in realization prices right now and quarter one realization prices?
Product prices have been increased in right now from quarter one realization prices, or it is around same?
So vis-a-vis quarter one, the current margins are as good or slightly better than the Q1 margin, Q1 average margin.
So basically, you are saying that prices are almost same what you have realized in quarter one?
I'm not saying that. I'm saying we are concentrating on the margins only. I'm saying that the margins for the quarter one, whatever they are, the current margin in the Q2 till date are better than those.
Yeah, so better means, I just want to understand, like, how much it is better, 10%, 20%,
I'll not be sure that,
You don't want to disclose that?
No, I don't want to disclose that.
Okay, fine. And another question is, like, for example, this demand spurt has been because of this pandemic, so, Do you think that some demand will be there for around a year or two, or like this amount, the demand will be finished after this, after the quarter or two?
See, I think the new demand categories, which are like hand wash and sanitization, will become the new norm. Yes, after the pandemic is finished, the requirements may not be as large as they were earlier, but still, I think this, all these will become a way of life. Now, during this period, there were certain other product categories where I said that holographic is used and the aseptic, which won't reach its full potential because of the pandemic. So they will come back to their normal level, elevated level. There may be some effect on the packaging business per se, that the volumes may come down a bit, but on overall basis, we don't think so that, you know, there'll be a degrowth in the overall volumes at all. Rather, we think that, you know, given that the market in India is growing for the package thing, it will only grow, and people are now more keen to buy packaged products, even the vegetables and other people want to buy in a... So now today nobody talks about the poly bag nahi dena hai ya dena hai. You won't buy things without that, and so I think consumption levels are going to go up. There will be, as it happened during the pandemic, there has been a realignment of the products. Some products are in higher demand currently, others went down. But still, on an overall basis, we achieved the 10% volume growth. So similar things will happen in the future also as well. So certain things might go up, certain things might go down. But we're confident that FY21, we will still achieve the 10% volume growth overall.
Okay. And right now, what is the scenario like as per your research? Is there any new capacities are coming in another 1 year?
I think it's 2 years kind of a thing. Right now, if in next 1 year there is, so unless there is a bunching of capacity that happens, till that time there is no impact on the margins or the demand supply equilibrium position. Now, if you have 4 lines coming at a stretch, let's say after 2 years, then yes, there'll be an effect, because as a country, we are today, whatever we are doing, we can consume the kind of growth in volume that we have currently in our country. 1 line can be consumed each year. And earlier lines were having a capacity of about 30,000 tons. Now a new line which is set up has normally a capacity of, you can say, about 4,000 tons a month, which is about 44,000 a year. So the line capacities are also bigger. So today, based on the average growth, what we've seen in the last few years, one new line for Bopet can be easily sustained because of the demand growth. Two comes, yes, there is a bit of overhang of demand and supply. But yes, if five comes, it will be an overhang for some period of time. This is what happened in 2010.
Yeah, right. Okay, thank you. I'm done.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Ayush Jalan, an individual investor. Please go ahead.
Good afternoon, sir. Thank you for the opportunity and congratulations once again on the great results. I had two questions. The first question was on the margin front. In the last con call, you had mentioned that you would be happy with a blended margin for FY21 of around 16%. Seeing Q1 being at around 21%, would you feel that these margins would sustain for Q1, or would you see it coming back to the 16 level margin that you were thinking about in the last quarter?
So I think the margins will improve. 21 may be a bit out of a whack for us as well as for everybody. And, you know, if Q1, it may get sustained in Q2, but beyond Q3, Q4, whether it gets sustained, I really don't think so, that, you know, a commodity business can sustain this kind of a margin. So whatever we are projecting in the future also, we are saying that the margin will not be 14-15, margins will be around between 17-18, but not 21-22.
Okay.
So till the time this good period continues, but you know, you can't say that I will build business on 21% margin. Yes, you will build business of 17-18% margin, but you will, because you have expansions completed, you have new leads of new legs, the latest plant and machinery, high technology, you know, better product, which will fetch you a higher margin coupled with a low overhead distributed over a much larger, you know, sort of production volume. So the margin will definitely improve on that account.
Okay, thank you, sir. And my second question was regarding, you all had launched a new PPE suit with conjunction with IIT. I just wanted to know how the sales are for that, or how do you see that going ahead?
So I think I'm told that we still have some approval process pending on that. And, you know, as of now, when the government has also allowed the export of that, we are evaluating exports. But, you know, things do not happen in a day that, you know, yes, you can do that. But, you know, we were not there in that category. And, you know, we, because of this pandemic, we just decided to get into this. I think that business will take a bit of a time to, you know, sort of come up. And by the time, so we just had some small equipment ordered on that. So we've not got any major which way on that. But we thought that, you know, with IIT the technological advantage in terms of giving more breathable outfits to these COVID warriors. It helps them, you know. But before that, we were not short-sighted on that small pent-up demand which came during this, because we knew that we could not produce during this period. We were creating capabilities to do something on the product side, which on a long-term sustainable basis we could hold. So that's the take on that.
All right. Thank you, sir. That's all for me. I wish you all the best for the future.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Akhil Pathani, an individual investor. Please go ahead. Akhil, your line is unmuted. Please go ahead.
Hello, sir. Congratulations on the good set of numbers. My first question is, sir, can you give me a bifurcation for the capacity utilization in India and overseas?
All 100%.
Sorry, I didn't get that.
All plants above 100%.
Okay. So, second question is, I think yesterday or 2 days back, the European Council has announced a tax for those companies producing BOPET films whose plastic waste cannot be recycled. So what step is our company taking for if such thing happens in India by our government? So basically they have introduced a tax of €0.8 per kg as tax for those whose waste cannot be recycled, those who are producing those BOPET films. So if something gets introduced here, then
one is I'm saying that we are capable of making these recyclable and biodegradable films.
Mm-hmm.
And if such a thing comes to India, that will immensely help, sir. Because that's where when we will be able to, and that is what we ultimately want the government to do. Government should kind of put enabling environment where it should say that all the plastics that you generate should be recyclable and biodegradable.
Exactly.
We want the government to do those things. Only then our initiatives, our investments, our R&D done on these aspects comes to the forefront and, we start monetizing those.
Mm-hmm. That's all for my sake.
Thank you. The next question is on the line of Jayesh Gandhi from Harshad Gandhi Securities. Please go ahead.
So congratulations on good set of numbers. So I have joined a little late, so maybe it's a repetition. So I just wanted to understand your CapEx plans for 2 years, and are we even thinking of generating free cash flow in, say, after 2 years or something like that? Or we may still continue to, do CapEx?
As of now, we don't have any other plans other than what we have concluded. But, the situations do remain dynamic at all times. And very difficult for me to say that, this is the end of it. Now we'll not plan anything else. If there are opportunities, still to grow our business, still to do better, I think we keep on evaluating those opportunities, and that's what as a progressive organization we need to do. And but at the moment we see whatever current we have told you, this is what it is as of now.
And so last question is, what is the rate of interest that we are charged on our debt currently?
So our blended cost of the debt for FY21 is going to be about 6.7%.
That's all from my side, sir. Congratulations for future.
Thank you. The next question is on the line of Rajendra Shah from Rajendra Shah and Associates. Please go ahead.
Good evening, sir. Congratulations for good set of number. I would like to know what about the promoter increasing the stake, which was announced previously, whether they are planning for the increasing the stake or not?
No, no.
That was the announcement. And,
yeah, that didn't happen. So that didn't happen. So that was shelved. And there is no fresh plan on that topic.
If you do it, then there will be a, some boost up will come into the confidence of a investor. No?
I think let the market take its own course. And, you know, if the market sees that the earnings are good, you know, the size of the business in number one in India, number three globally, will become number two globally as a profit player, and good handle over the business. I think these, all these things really are short-term jabs which...
we are increasing the debt. In line that, we should increase our equity stake also, no, sir?
Not necessarily. Not necessarily.
See, how much time you will keep the leveraging like this, sir?
No, so the leveraging, we are not increasing unnecessarily. No. Leveraging, we are saying we have a target beyond which we will not go. We will not go
more
than...
If you want the valuation, sir, your debt should come down and you will get a ROC or whatever it is there, it will take place. So it is highly a time to increase the stake by promoter to give the confidence with the under, if you would like to make a QIP or something like that.
Okay, understood.
Okay, sir. Thanks.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Chirag Singhal from First Water. Please go ahead.
Yeah, thanks for taking my follow-up question. So what was the effective rate overall for FY20? You mentioned FY20 will be lower than that. So if you can guide on that.
It was about 8%. 8%.
Effective tax rate?
Tax rate last year FY20 was around 23%.
Okay, and this year you are guiding for?
Huh?
This year for FY21 you are guiding for?
About 18%.
Okay, all right. And on the debt repayment, what was the debt repaid in the last quarter, that is Q1, and in FY20?
Q1, we didn't pay any debt.
Okay, and last year, FY20?
I don't have that number, Chira.
Okay.
I think last year our gross debt repayment was about overall basis would have been about, I think, close to about 300 crores, which we did.
Okay.
For FY20, okay. I think.
Right. Okay. So my last question is on the capacity utilization at those key plants, wherein you know, in the earlier con calls, you have stated that we have not been running at full capacity, Mexico, Egypt, and Dubai. So, Mexico, you mentioned production to be higher by 28% in Q1. So, just wanted to know the capacity utilization at those three plants in FY20 and what is it looking right now? Have you achieved full capacity at all those three plants?
So, Q1, yes, we achieved Mexico, I think, would have been 95%. I don't have exact numbers with me. Egypt was 100%. All others were already at 100%.
Okay. Okay, so that's it from my side. Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is on the line of Yash Joshi, an individual investor. Please go ahead. Yash Joshi, your line is in the talk mode. Please go ahead.
Thank you for taking my question. My question is pertaining to the aseptic business. If you can update on it and share the status of the order of second one.
Your voice is not clear.
Hello. Is it fine now?
Yeah.
So my question is pertaining to the aseptic business. Can you share an update and status on the order of second line?
Order for the second line, I said next fiscal we will do. It could be towards the Q4 of this fiscal or next fiscal also. Most probably, let's take it at Q4 of this fiscal.
Okay. And from it all, I'm summarizing, like, there are no any CAPEX plans lined up apart from the commissioning of the Nigeria and Hungary plant. Is my understanding right on that?
I've repeated that many times. Yeah, as of now, these are the only CAPEX plans.
Is there any CAPEX, what will be the quantum of amount which will get capitalized this year for the two plants?
See, each plant roughly costs about 80 to 90 million dollars, depending on you know, the country and the kind of stuff we're doing. So maybe about $400 million.
Okay. And can you share the contribution of the exports in the overall sales volume?
Our exports, I think they are about 10% of our overall sales. Let me just see if I have that number. I think you can take about, we do about $80 million worth of exports every year.
Okay. That's all from the
$80 million.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Mohit Agarwal from India Capital. Please go ahead.
Hi, sir. Just you were discussing a very important point earlier with the participants regarding the sustainability initiatives being taken by UFLEX. You know, you're talking about, you know, this will eventually will separate the men from the boys, and you know, and that's where the real potential of you know, a big player like UFLEX will start reflecting in your, you know, return ratios and all that. My only suggestion is that, you know, I think this a very important initiative, which as you said, UFLEX is taking very seriously, is not well communicated enough with the investment, you know, fraternity. I think with the ESG style of investing, you know, gathering pace in the West, you should do maybe a separate call, probably with your sustainability department, you know, people who are heading it, and, you know, explain to them, you know, what initiative you're taking. And I think that that will induce a lot of new investors, especially from the ESG side of investing, you know, to take interest.
Understood. I think that's very well put. We surely look forward to, you know, doing that. We can touch base separately for that also.
Sure. So that's it for me. Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Gaurav Gupta from MoneyQuest. Please go ahead.
Thank you so much for taking my question. And heartiest congratulations on a fantastic set of results. I think you answered on the taxation front. Last year, your tax rate was about 33%. And this year, you are projecting it to be almost half at 18%. What would cause that kind of a dip in your tax rate? And second was, if you can also highlight a little bit on the deferred tax part. I think this time there was some component of the deferred tax in Q1. For the rest of the year, if you can provide some guidance on that, that will be helpful.
I think I'm only trying to say is that, you know, the tax rate is lesser because you know, the additional depreciation coming into play. Some of the other countries have reduced their tax rates. America has reduced tax rates. You know, the new capacities coming online, and there the tax rates are, you know, so we have some tax holidays on those lines. So as a combination of all this, we are expecting about a 5% fall in our average tax rate for FY21.
Okay, and anything on the deferred tax rate, sir?
I won't be able to answer that on that call. I think we have to take it offline.
Mm-hmm. Okay, and then final question on if at all you have any kind of revenues coming from specialty films.
No, we do specialty films also, and that's maybe not you know, as much as we should be you know, sort of doing, but definitely we do, and the endeavor is that only. That is why this Hungary line, special with BOPP line with inline coating and low OTR, you know, the metallizer will is a very high value film, which was still being done by only a select one or two guys in the world. And there's a huge demand for this. So I think we are getting into that specialty. But, you know, specialty should give you that contribution also. And in the times when, you know, the overall business is bad, I think specialty does help you. And we will also build our capabilities, more capabilities towards the specialty.
So by end of next year, how much percentage of revenues would come from specialty?
I will not be able to
answer. Figure, sir, any like, will it be more to you?
I will not be able to give you an answer. I don't have an answer for you.
Okay, thank you so much. All the best for the rest of the year, sir.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, that was our last question. I now hand the conference over to Mr. Yusuf Nasrullah for his closing comments.
Thank you, everyone, for joining us today, and we look forward to staying in touch in future quarters. Have a nice day.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Bye. Ladies and gentlemen, on behalf of UFlex Limited, that concludes this conference call. Thank you for joining us, and you may now disconnect your lines. Thank you.